One of the best things that happens on the station, and specifically our show, is the drop interview, where KT goes in and takes a whole file folder full of audio drops from different hosts on the station talking at different times over the past couple months, and he puts them in a file folder, and he gets a real live human on the hook, and he interviews him with audio bites. And it gets very, very weird and very, very wild.
His name is Daniel. He is from a Lakers blog. When the LeBron, when the Anthony Davis trade happened, I heard so many direct questions from Sean about that when he and RJ were talking about it, and I was like, great. So I stockpiled a lot of Sean questions. I've got a lot of guys in the mix though.
Okay.
And I was kind of waiting on over the last 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I was like, man, I need a real good Chris Arnold story to weird things up. And it finally hit.
Huh.
So I got everything I need, the perfect recipe for a drop interview. This is Daniel from a Lakers blog. He has emailed me. We'll go over the email after the drop interview. But this is just pre-recorded questions that have been saved. They were happened live. They were saved and then issued to Daniel from a Lakers blog.
How do you analyze the Anthony Davis deal for both sides?
Obviously, I'm, you know, the guys that gave up more than, you know, a common NBA fan would. So if you're asking my opinion, I would say it's a fair trade for both sides. As far as the Lakers go, you can never give up too much for a player of Anthony Davis's caliber.
Should the Lakers be the favorites to win the title as Vegas has them?
We're going to have to wait and see what unfolds over the next week as far as free agency. Obviously, LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kyle Kuzma, that's a really good place to start. But we got to see what they do with the rest of that cap space. If they could get, you know, a Kawhi or a Kyrie or Jimmy Butler, then I would assume that they'd be, you know, heavy favorites.
Is it not why Houston isn't just sticking together? Because once KD ripped up that Achilles, I thought they were the favorites. I'm sure Sean did too.
Yeah.
Why the drama in Houston? Everyone wants out.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I know Chris Paul is a tough personality to play with. He's kind of clashed everywhere he's went. But if I was Houston, Daryl Morey, I'm looking at this is our time.
Kemba Walker saying it's not a fit to him, but the Mavs have insisted privately that they do believe Kemba Walker can really fit with them. And I'd say that's fine, especially because we just saw Mike Conley get traded with a $40 million contract. I'm not totally sold on Kemba Walker, the player, but as an asset, I think it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, looking more and more like Kemba's going to lead Charlotte. It might be the Celtics. It could be the Mavericks. The Mavericks have, you know, a ton of cap space, and they're looking to pair a third star with Luka and Kristaps, obviously. I also heard them, you know, connected to an Al Horford, who I think would be personally a better addition than Kemba.
How important do you think defense is in the NBA?
I probably think it's more important than most. To me, the new NBA is all about, you know, switchability. So guys that could guard multiple positions and team defense, good in the pick and roll. If I was a GM and I was looking for a player to give out max cap space to, I would, you know, prefer a guy who's a good defender over someone like Kemba.
I got a 2-year-old dog. Name is Hero. Hero got into a jar full of M&Ms. I got a big old jar of M&Ms for Father's Day from the Mavericks, as a matter of fact. And I had it sitting on the kitchen counter for the kids. And he jumped up there Friday morning, overnight, maybe at 4 a.m. He knocked it on the ground on the kitchen floor and ate hundreds of M&Ms.
Oh, no.
Talking about a giant jar you'd sit on a desk, and it was full. And he wiped it out except for maybe 10 of them, if that. And I did not know any of this until I woke up at 6 a.m. hearing him throw up. I said, what is going on with Hero? And I look and I see all this chocolate vomit. To throw up in the kitchen. No, he's going to throw up all over the living room. So, okay,
no.
I'm like, okay, what are we going to do here? My wife's like, oh, well, Hero, dogs can't eat chocolate, going to die. I'm Googling up. You Google up everything, right? And it gives you all the signs that your dog has got chocolate poisoning. They eat a lot of grass. He's out in the backyard like he's a lawnmower. He's also throwing up more chocolate in the backyard. So I'm reading it all up, and okay, the worst chocolate to eat is dark chocolate. This basically instant death. Baking chocolate, that's also almost instant death. And it also depends on how much your dog weighs and how much of the chocolate they ate. And then there's a pet poison hotline you can call. We call the pet poison hotline, the animal hospital, Banfield wasn't that far away. And I called them up. And by this point, it's like 8 a.m. And I called them up and I said, okay, what do we need to do? Are you open? Yeah, bring Hero on down. This Hero is a client. So we bring him on down to the, and then he stays there. By the way, this happens, and by the way, he weighs 54 pounds, ate a big old jar of M&Ms. So they say he's going to be all right. It's milk chocolate. He's just going to be very, very sick because he weighs a lot. He ought to be all right. And the good part was he did this before we both went to work. So after I get off the air, I go and pick him up because he's doing better. How come he gets home and he starts pooping chocolate?
Oh, no.
He can't even hold it to go outside. He was throwing up grass and a little bit of dog food, and he was pooping chocolate.
Man, poor guy.
I think you nailed it as far as Kemba Walker. The only concern for me would be his price tag, because if it's going to hinder you from getting some other pieces that you might need, that's the only reason I would hesitate. If it's just...
Yeah, absolutely. If you could get him, you know, for potentially cheaper than the max, then I think he's a great fit. But I would be definitely hesitant, especially if I'm the Mavericks, who has, you know, a younger core. I'd be hesitant to give him that full max.
What's going to happen with Kyrie Irving? Sounds like Kyrie is going to stay in the East.
Yeah, it's looking like Brooklyn. The only way I could potentially see it not being Brooklyn is if I know they're trying to get KD too. So maybe if KD, you know, doesn't commit to them and ends up staying in Golden State or wherever, then maybe they, you know, were not interested in giving you that full max, and then they could stick with re-signing D'Angelo Russell and their current young core.
Hey, I got to ask you about this. We always like talking to you about style. You're rocking a real unique hair color. You're going with kind of the platinum, and it's kind of a silver. What's going on with your hair right now with the color? What's your strategy there?
I just got a straight brown hair. I'm lucky enough to have a full head of hair, and I like to keep it a little longer, but I don't really dye it or anything like that. It's just natural brown.
We were just talking about this during the commercial break. We have a mutual friend, Tyler Tony from Dude Perfect, and we were watching on Instagram recently. You guys were in this big old golf tournament, and you guys got to play with Justin Timberlake and all sorts of big-time celebrities. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great day. It was a great time. Good. I'm not much of a golfer, but I did my best out there.
When you play golf now, do you play competitively? Or is it all just kind of like the most of us out here just playing for fun?
No, yeah, I just get out there and hit a few balls around.
We only got seconds left, but Bassett ran in here with a question on a piece of paper. How much will Pat Beverly cost?
He's looking for around 3 years, $40 million, around $13 million a year. That sounds about right. And he actually said he's going to sign with whoever offers him the most. And I also think Dallas is a place to keep an eye on for him. That'd be a good fit.
We love how down-to-earth you are. You're an easy guy to talk to. It's an easy guy to get to change your hair color and an easy guy to put a sticker on your car. We love you, brother. Thank you for jumping on the show, and much continued success to you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Dog's ears, they don't go straight across the canal like in humans. It goes straight across. The canal goes down their neck. So if you rub their neck up behind their ears, that's where it goes.
All right. Take care, guys.
You've got to try the local spicy cowboy.
Whack, 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 whack.
There it is. You went with it.
That's incredible. Wait. So that was the Kimmel thing.
All of it.
Dude, that was the Kimmel thing. Where they go out in the streets they ask someone something, they just roll with it.
Here's the email he sent me.
That guy admitted to playing in a celebrity golf tournament with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, Kevin, thanks again for having me on. Towards the end, they asked me some questions about my hair and about golfing with Justin Timberlake. I'm not sure if they thought I was someone else, so I went along with it, but that wasn't me. If you want to edit that out, feel free to do so. Thanks again for having me on.
Oh, wow. That was incredible. So, dude, do you think you can get him back in a few weeks with a brand new one to follow up at the end of free agency?
It's not a bad idea.
Let's get him back.
I can try.
I mean, he totally was in on the Chris Arnold dog story.
He was like, oh, no.
The best thing was Chris Arnold whipped him about talking about dogs for like 9 minutes. He goes, hey, but back to the Kimba thing. That was so good.
Dude, hey,
poor guy.
Shoot him an email back and say, the guys thought you were fantastic. Thanks for jumping on. And then that way when you hit him back.
Oh, you think you do a double?
I think you can get him in 4 weeks. He was telling KT, hey, man, I think they thought I was someone else, but that was great.
All right.
Dude, let's get the same guy back in 4 weeks. That would be the best. No one has ever been doubled. No one's ever been double dropped.
Nobody's been doubled up.
I just said the guys thought you were great. Thanks again for jumping on. Maybe we can do it again in a couple weeks.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
That guy would win a Marconi. Yeah. That'd be so great. Wow, great job.
How do you play the celebrity golf tournament with Dude Perfect and Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
He just lied.
Are you a big time golfer? No.
No, not really.
What?
I had that chew hair color question. I love when you ask someone a personal question about, like, you've never seen them before. Your hair color is platinum right now.
Yeah. But then Ben followed up at the very end when he said bye with thanking him again for talking about hair color.
We always love talking to you.
Oh, man.